And now let's check in with a legend in to me, to the whole world when it comes to weather. And of course, the chief meteorologist at WGN-TV in a segment sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, the amazing Tom Skilling. Tom, I don't get to interview you often when it comes to weather. So how come the weather's not so nice today?
You know, isn't it sad, Paul, that this is the basis on which we have a chance to talk on the air? We talk off the air quite a bit, although I haven't seen you since the face-to-face, since the onset of this COVID-19 crisis. But it's so good to hear your voice. And, I love your political analytical work. I asked you off air whether we were going to talk about politics, a subject about which I feel ill-equipped in your presence to discuss. But at any rate, Paul, it's great talking to you.
Well, I feel ill-equipped to talk hurricanes with you, but we're going to do our best.
Okay.
Tom, let's talk about what we're dealing with today. It's been dreary. It's not fun. And I know you control the weather. So why are you doing this?
Oh, I tell you, wouldn't it be something? You know, I thank my lucky stars every day I don't control it, because you'd always have somebody mad at you, no matter what you came up with. Yeah, it's been a long string of cloudy days. The autumn is known to do that to us at times. And, of course, we had our first snowflakes yesterday. We've had some more today. I see them fluttering down across the area as we speak. And, you know, Paul, really, weather history tells us this is about the time of the year we ought to be having snowflakes. Historically, October 31st has been the first average date for the first snowflakes in Chicago, so we're pretty much on schedule. And, of course, we're heading up to this weekend. We turn the clocks back this weekend. We go into November, the final month of climatological autumn. So I guess we ought to be expecting this, but it is kind of dreary.
Tom, what was nice about today is, I mean, I don't mind a little snow. It's not sticking. When is the first time we tend to see sticking snow? That time when we either wake up or we go outside and we go, oh, gee, it's time for the shovel.
Yeah, good question. Well, you know what? The average date of the first inch of snow is on or about December 3rd. And interestingly, you get deeper into December before you get your first 3 inches of snow. On average, now all of us know and can remember snows that stick in, you know, mid and late November. So, almost any time now we can have a snow that's going to stick and kind of stay around. But initially in the early part of the year, because the ground is warm and the atmosphere is not totally cold, we had much of our snow yesterday with temperatures just at freezing, and we went above freezing the minute it stopped, so a lot of it melted. But you figure, by the time you get to December 1st, that's when you start getting, the potential for serious snows. You remember that record year of 78, 79? That was the Michael Blanding, Jane Byrne blizzard year season.
Sure.
That all started hitting us on December 1st, and we had in that horrible year where we wound up with 90 inches of snow, we had snowstorms almost every other week. And it culminated with that mammoth late January snow that changed the very nature of politics up to that time in the city. With Michael Blanding telling us everything was working swell, we all knew we weren't even able to park our cars on the side streets around here.
See, I knew you'd be able to work politics into this. Actually,
yeah.
Tom, I'm old enough to remember the storm of 67, so I can go back to that.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to ask
you. There's another one.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. I was a little kid, but it was terrible. Hey, Halloween is around the corner. Halloween's around the corner. A lot of people not doing it, but for those who are, can you kind of look ahead and tell us what we might be seeing on Halloween?
Yeah. That's Saturday, and it looks partly sunny. It'll be kind of windy, and it'll be mild. We'll get into a little bit of Pacific air. Mild compared to what we've been seeing. We're talking about highs in the lower mid-50s, I think, Paul. So it'll be nice for the trick-or-treaters. I guess trick-or-treaters are going out. Everybody will be more careful this year in the way we do that. But, yeah, it looks pretty good, Paul. No driving horizontal rains with, 40-degree temperatures or snow as happened last Halloween. So we're going to get by without that this year, which is good.
And here's the kind of thing you can't talk about on TV, but let me ask you, what kind of candy will Mr. Skilling be giving to the little kids? Are you one of those that buys the bag of the you know, that mix that has all that stuff? Is that you?
We get the mix, Paul. I live in a condo, so, you know, we've got, you know, a high-rise condo. And they sent around a little note, are you guys going to give candy? And we say yes. So my roommate, Sean Lewis, also of WGN, often does the candy purchasing. And what we get the mix, Paul. So when you come by, and I was going to ask you how you're dressing up this year. What are you going as?
Well, I go as you every year, which is always, as you know, a popular costume even among little kids. We've had little kids come into the TV station who dress up as Tom Skilling.
You know, we get those shocked looks when people open their door and hear two adults in costumes trick-or-treating. You know, yeah, that's a horrifying thought, actually. I'm sure most people think they're being tricked, not treated, when we show up at the door.
Exactly. Well, I was going to come by because I know Sean's quite the baker, so I was actually hoping to come by and get some cookies, but that obviously that won't be happening. But.
Oh, I'll tell you. You know, I work in my little weather den here, and we've been doing our weather shows from home, and the kitchen is right next door. So it's the funniest thing, Paul. I'll be buried in all my model stuff and all this scientific, you know, data that's coming in. And all of a sudden I'll hear this clinking and clacking about 10 feet from me. And I'm not in there, so I don't know all of a sudden the air is filled with these amazing smells. And that's Sean creating some culinary masterpiece in the room next door. And I wondered after my gastric bypass surgery, where I'm not able to eat this stuff the way I did, whether that would really. And I find, you know, the amazing thing is it shuts down your hormones, the surgery does. So I had the joy of smelling it and deriving as much pleasure out of smelling whatever he's baking as if I ate it myself. So it's a marvelous thing. You've got to come by when that's going on.
Well, I'm not going to wait, Tom. In fact, we're going to take a break. I want to check in on traffic, but if the traffic is good, then I may just drive up after the show today. So get some cookies ready and some candy, and I will see you soon. But for now, stick with me. You know, we're going to talk more. I got to ask you about the storms that are going on and what the winter looks like, but we're going to check out the traffic now with Mary. We'll be right back. All right, and we are back on 720 WGN, continuing our conversation with the great Tom Skilling. Tom, you set us up for what we're in for, certainly for this week. I want to take a broader picture with you now. We're actually, of course, into the Greek alphabet. We're at Hurricane Zeta, so I wanted you to fill us in on that. And then also, I have to say, if we come to the end of the Greek alphabet, where are we going next?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think we'll have to worry about that. But, yeah, you know, there's only been one other season, 2005, where we had so many storms that we exhausted the list they put out every year of 21 named storms. So we're into the Greek alphabet right now, and we have Zeta that went across the Yucatan, lost a little punch, although we're hearing that there were 90-plus mile-per-hour winds down there, Playa del Carmen, I'm sorry, and that's on the northeast Yucatan coast over by Cozumel and Cancun. I'm sure many listening have been down there at one time or another. One of our local viewers here is down there on vacation and sent me video, and wow, that was one angry Caribbean, as you can imagine, with a hurricane coming in. And they're low-lying down there. There's no elevation to the terrain, so storm surges from hurricanes run over that that area, that piece of real estate, pretty easily. Now, the thing is headed north, and you know, Paul, this has is providing every indication it'll be the fifth named storm to go into Louisiana alone. And the 11th named storm to hit the lower 48. That has never happened before. And we have records on hurricane landfalls going back to 1851 for the lower 48. It's never happened in the lower 48 that we've had 11 named storms. The previous record was 1916 when we had nine named storms go into the country. And for Louisiana to get five of them, this will be the third hurricane from all indications that hits. This one will hit a little farther east in Louisiana. That means New Orleans is going to bear a little more of the brunt of this storm. Fortunately, it'll be a Category 1, probably not stronger. And it may start weakening a little as it approaches the coast because the water temperatures have dropped down there in autumn a little bit, and there's going to be some wind shear. But, wow, those folks have undergone quite a season.
And, Tom, when does this season end? When is the, you know, the storm season, the hurricanes, when are we done? And then I'm going to take you into the winter season. But are we coming near the end of it?
Yeah, November 30th. Paul, so we've got a little ways to run, and there have been tropical cyclones that have gone later. As these ocean temperatures rise with climate change, we're getting some of these tropical systems to occur, more of them outside of the conventional June through November Atlantic Basin hurricane season. So it'll be interesting to see if we do that this year. The storms that occur later in the season tend to be squally rain producers on our coastline. So they can affect Florida and coastal areas, but you tend to get a big jet stream to develop in the colder months across the U.S., and tropical systems do not like jet streams. They're not like storms up here that develop in part because of the jet stream. There are no jet streams in the tropics, and that's what sets a tropical storm like a hurricane aside, apart from, you know, the storms that bring us our blizzards. The temperatures are uniformly warm across a hurricane, whereas in our storms, you get cold air on one side and warm air on the other. You can have tornadoes on one side of our storms and snowstorms on the other. That doesn't happen in hurricanes. But we may get a wind from that system as it comes up and develops into a non-tropical system, and that would be affecting us on Thursday. Maybe a little rain as well.
Wow. I do want to take, before I let you go, since I don't get to do this often with you, but what kind of winter are we in for overall? I'm not going to hold you to it, but, you know, it's been about 5 years since we had, remember that horrendous winter where it snowed a blizzard like every day.
Oh, yeah.
And ever since then, it's been really fairly temperate, just a couple of, are we in for a moderate, mild winter, or are we in trouble?
You know what? We've got a La Nina out in the equatorial Pacific. That's a cooling of the ocean waters. And you may say, well, why does that affect us? That affects the weather globally in many ways. And what we found about winters that we have here in Chicago is they're volatile. You can get periods of Arctic air and then other periods of warm air. But we've combed through the records, and there tends to be a slight bias toward either a near normal or slightly above normal temperature winter, but also an above normal precipitation winter in La Niñas. And that seems to be a good bet. By the way, the fact that the cold has hit early and that we've had snow relatively early doesn't necessarily indicate the nature of the winter coming up. In fact, we found we had a warm summer around here, and we found that 60% of the winters that follow a warm summer are themselves warmer than normal. Doesn't mean you won't get a snowstorm or even a couple of them, and it doesn't mean it won't be cold at times, or even that you'll get an Arctic outbreak, a so-called polar vortex. But it does mean that we'll get fewer of them, and that there'll be more warmer than normal days than colder than normal days on the whole. Now, we'll see if that's how it works out. By the way, the early indications for November are that we'll emerge from this cold pattern, and November may itself trend back toward an above normal temperature regime, which really has dominated most of the months of this year. So we'll see if that works out, but that's certainly the way it looks right now.
I look forward to that. Tom, less than a minute left, but I'd like to do what I'd like to call, if I did this every day with you, a segment called Let's Get to Know Tom Skilling. So brief, Tom, how old were you when you decided that your life would be about the weather? Because I was never grown. I didn't, you know, wasn't born that way.
Yeah, well, you know what? My parents couldn't figure out what they had done wrong. You know, they did not want a weather forecaster. They wanted a doctor or a lawyer, you know, or something like that. And here they got a weather forecaster. And I, you know, my parents were wonderful because once they realized that I really meant what I was saying, because I've been interested in this since I was a little kid. I used to have paper routes, and I saved my money to buy weather equipment, and I always dreamed of putting in a bedroom radar set and was dumb enough to think that that was, at least conceivable. I tell young people who visit me, be too dumb to know that you're not supposed to be able to do what you want to do and go for it, you know, because you never know what might happen. So,
well, I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas. Now I'm going to get you your own weather set like a little kid. The great Tom Skilling. So good to talk to you, Tom. I look forward to being back with you in studio one day soon. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, as always.
It's great to talk to you. And I'm telling you, you are a busy man these days and are going to be in the weeks to come. I always love your analyses and find them on the money. So I tell you, Paul, it's great to talk to you, here.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. And you're listening to 720 WGN.